This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. Ricky Skeggs, do you remember a time when you were not holding a string instrument in your hands?
Barely.
Your love is colder than a foggy river, flowing o'er a heart of stone.
Ricky Skaggs has been making music for 50 years now. He played with bluegrass great Ralph Stanley when he was still in his teens, went on to have a streak of country hits, then went back to bluegrass. And now he's returned to the songs he learned from his father as a young boy in eastern Kentucky. Ricky Skaggs is solo on his new CD, Songs My Dad Loved, doing all the vocals and playing all the instruments, fiddles, banjo, piano, lots more.
My dad bought a mandolin for me when I was five. He came in, he was a construction welder, and so he traveled quite a bit. And came in one Saturday morning, and this little mandolin was in my bed when I woke up.
In your bed with
in
you?
In the bed. And so I woke up and opened it up and looked in there, and there was this little teeny tiny mandolin, and I just fell in love with wood and strings. It's like the greatest gift I could have gotten. So he showed me three chords, G, C, and D, the basic Mel Bay way, you know. And so that was it. And then he got snowed in at a job up in Lima, Ohio, and couldn't get home for a couple of weeks. And so when he came back home, I was singing and changing keys and playing and all that. And it just really... it's really got him so excited. He went out and bought a guitar. You know, he didn't even have a guitar in the house at the time.
So he knew that, if Ricky's interested, I better pick up the guitar
again.
Yep,
that's right.
What do you think inspired him to buy you that first mandolin when you were 5 years old?
Well, there was a real reason. He and my uncle, his brother got killed in World War II, and they had a little brother's duet when they were about 15, 16 years old, and they played just locally. You know, they never traveled and went anywhere, but they played and sang together. My dad played guitar and sang lead, and my uncle played mandolin and sung tenor. And when he passed away, boy, my dad just, it was a real blow to my father, you know, because that was not only his real blood brother, but his singing partner, you know. And my dad just kind of made one of those inner vows, I think, that if I ever have a son that shows, you know, any kind of, you know, interest in music, I'm going to buy him a mandolin. He had a purpose in his heart that he wanted me to play the mandolin.
Ricky, I want to do a little audio time travel with you here.
Hey! Come back over here just a minute. Let's tell all these folks your name. You want to tell them? All right.
My name's Ricky Skaggs.
Ricky Skaggs. And you're how old?
7 years old.
7 years old. You're originally from up about Louisiana, Kentucky.
Ricky, that takes you back. That's you on the Flatt & Scruggs TV show. That's you with Lester Flatt.
Yep.
He gets a little excited. He calls you Ricky Skraggs.
Yes,
maybe thinking
does.
About his pal Earl Scruggs there.
Scraggs and Scruggs.
And you're up there. We should describe this. You're up there. You've got a little string tie on. Your hair slicked back. You're probably elbow high. And you've got your mandolin. And you look scared to death.
I was confident, though. I might have looked scared, but I knew what I was supposed to do.
You come back. You come back later in the show, and you sing
"Ruby." Are you mad at your man at 7 years old?
Let's listen.
Thank you so much, and you hurry back.
I wish I could sing that high again. Can't quite get up to those notes anymore, but that's almost 50 years ago.
Yeah.
That's hard to believe. When you listen to those things, they really, really take you back. And here again, you know, we're talking about my dad. He's the center of this thing. He's the one that made this happen, you know.
What did he do?
Well, he just had this knack for knowing where to be at the right place at the right time. I mean, he had a quality about him that he was so confident as a person. He knew who he was, but he was such a friendly person. He's always had his hand out. Hi, I'm Hobart Skaggs, you know, and this is my boy Ricky, you know. And he had made friends with the backstage guard at the Opry, and when it was down at the old Ryman downtown.
In Nashville.
Yeah, in Nashville. And Mr. Bell was the backstage guard, and so he had made friends with him somehow. I don't know if they traded pocket knives or exactly what they did, but anyway, they let me backstage, and I was back there, me and my dad, you know, was back there just kind of playing. I had my mandolin out, and I was playing something, and Earl Scruggs walks by. Said, "That's your boy?" "Yes, sir, it is." And, "Well, why don't you, he's really good. Why don't you bring him down for an audition for our television show next week?" And that's how it happened.
The new CD with these songs from your father, on the songs where you're singing close harmony with yourself,
yeah.
Say, "What is a home without love?"
Yeah.
Would you be hearing your dad's voice as you were doing
yes.
that?
Oh, yes.
What is home without a baby?
He was a really great singer and guitar player, and he could have gone on probably and been, you know, a known singer, mm-hmm. you know, and could have made records and stuff. But he knew that if he did, he would have to leave the family to do it.
To kiss you each night at the door.
Now, Ricky, if you were singing this with your dad, he'd have the bottom part, you'd be
yeah.
up. And that's the third.
It's a third, yeah. Actually, the third, and if you'll listen right through here, this is the old Monroe style.
You may have wealth and its pleasure, but what is...
Where they come together. Isn't that the coolest thing? You know, nobody sings like that anymore. You know, that's just so mountain and so cool. You know, I love that. And so I really wanted this generation to kind of hear that.
Ricky Skaggs, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Melissa. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
He is your friend. He is your friend. He holds the future in his hand.
And you can hear songs from Ricky Skaggs' new solo album, Songs My Dad Loved, at nprmusic.org.
That while on earth we roam, whate'er may come, he bends above to guide his children safely home. God holds the future in his hands, and every heart he understands. On him depend. He is your friend.
He is your friend.
He holds the future in his hands.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.